Hello and welcome to Sapiens Insurance 360 podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Ingram, Customer Proposition and Product Marketing Manager at Sapiens. And I'm so glad that you're out there listening. This is where we discuss the latest news, trends and issues from across the insurance solution and technology spectrum. As someone who's closely involved with customer support and engagement, I know firsthand that insurance clients are no longer requesting engaging, personalized digital experiences. They actually expect them. They have come to appreciate and even demand personalized digital engagement that caters to their individual needs. And as such, digital engagement methods, their best practices, and impact are frequent topics of conversation in the insurance space. But one of the big questions in these discussions is, as with all of today's technological innovations, including generative AI and leveraging customer data, is and how will client engagement evolve? What can we expect 10, 15, 20 years in the future? To help answer these questions and more, joining us today is a very special guest, Yoni Uttal, Sapiens Senior Director, Digital and Product Management. And just a little background, before joining Sapiens, Yoni worked in product management in several digital healthcare concerns. He also worked as a professional branding expert and later as a partner in a boutique consultancy agency, helping multinational corporations, NGOs and startups create their value propositions and shape their products and services. Prior to his career in marketing, Yoni worked as a professional stage and screenwriter and director. Yoni, welcome to the program. That's quite an eclectic background you have there.
Yes, and I'm employing all of it for our clients. So cheers, Amanda. Thanks so much for having me today.
I'm very excited to have you here, Yoni. I'm very excited to hear what you've got to say. So let's get started. Yoni, what do you think makes digital client engagement solutions so important in today's insurance business? And what do you think is going to be the future in the industry from a digital engagement perspective?
That's a great question to start with. Let's look first on what are the things that make digital channels different, right? So first, potentially, they're available anytime and from anywhere, which means that our store is always open for business. They enable everyone to start and complete processes in real time. Get offers, close deals, files claims, or just change your address. And as they are mostly self-service in nature, they are more operational efficient, which means they're also easily expandable and scalable. So if you think about an insurer, a carrier, if they have more products to sell, more geographies to expand to, you know, employ more agents, reach out to more customers, all of this is easily achievable through digital. In order to make the most out of these channels, we may need to employ a few capabilities. So here are a few examples. Machine learning algorithms can be used to support smart decisioning. And data enrichment capabilities can support a better user experience. When thinking of streamlining the experience, then being able to offer service at the right time for consumers while being able to influence their choice in real time. On the insurer side, streamlining translates to straight-through processing as well as other ways of automating processes, which in turn contributes to operation efficiency altogether.
It's fascinating, Yoni. You know, when you talk about streamlining the experience, I mean, I can speak from personal experience. I mean, just a few days ago, my boiler decided to spring a leak and I had to literally go onto the mobile, connect with my insurance company, actually, who insures my boiler, and say, I've got a leak, what do I need to do? And they were brilliant. It was so smooth and so efficient in the way that they literally booked the repairing. The guy was here the following day. And, you know, it just made that whole interaction very easy and very less stressful, I would have to say. So, you know, good to know that people are thinking about that.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? That I think the statistics shows that roughly 15% of policyholders will actually, go through this experience. But these are actually the people that become, you know, the amplifiers for the experience. So if you had a good experience, you may want to share what an amazing experience my insurer gave me. And if the experience were to be bad, then you would also amplify that. So this is why it's so important for insurers to invest in those 15% of their clientele.
I think that's a great point. You know, it's very, very challenging sometimes when you're going through those claims experiences or reporting experiences, or my car's broken down, I need somebody to come and pick it up and collect it and fix it for me. Those experiences are what really drive, you know, that repeat business that you get from the consumers. You know, digital is really sort of enhancing that and engendering customer retention to a certain extent, do you think?
Definitely.
Thank you, Yanni. Let's think about PNC. You know, mm-hmm. in the PNC insurance space, it can be slightly different between, you know, whether there's more or less touch points, more or less interaction with the customer than other sectors, for instance, like healthcare, for instance. What do you think the new client engagement approaches are going to be for PNC insurers? What are they considering for the future?
Well, Amanda, in my view, first, let's understand what are the initial conditions for these PNC personal lines. So in my view, you know, in many cases, the value proposition is fairly simple and flat in that way, that it's very similar to other value propositions. On the other hand, it's very easy to self-purchase, right? Anyone could buy their car insurance or home insurance by themselves.
I completely agree with that, completely.
Yeah, but in return, it's very hard to differentiate just through the insurance content alone between, you know, different offers or different carriers. And then, in my view, this is where price becomes a major factor for the consumer. Because if they cannot differentiate between the offers, then they only look at the pounds, euros, or dollars of the offer, right?
Yeah, I'm guilty of doing that myself, you know. And then, you know, yes, we work in the technology and the insurance sector, but we even ourselves, we are guilty of saying, where's the cheapest option? Not necessarily where's the best coverage.
Yeah. And I think this is exactly what yield things like, those engines where you can compare between different offers. And I think this yields two basic strategies, in my view. First of all, insurers can think how they can make the most out of any existing touch point. So can they better personalize and tailor the experience to make relevant suggestions for their consumers? Can they make keep the experience short and sweet? So, you know, people don't tend to enjoy very much going and purchasing insurance. And in insurance altogether, it's not a kind of a passion or a passionate purchase. It's based on need, you know. I need to get over with.
Very much a must-have scenario as opposed to I want scenario.
Yeah. And definitely. And when I'm not passionate, I want to get it over with. And the other thing is, can they go the extra miles and provide something more? I mean, anything from a nice voucher or some thought or anything that is beyond the what is expected from the carrier. And the last point in this respect would be to employ Gen AI capabilities to enable a natural conversation. Because in many cases, for end consumers, the terminology is confusing. They won't be using or understanding the terminology. And if they can express themselves in their own words, they can probably get what they need faster and in a better way. And the second strategy would be to create more touch points. So this can also be, split between two categories. When it's insurance related, so the carrier can offer more services, let's say for preventative measures, if we're talking about car insurance or home insurance or pet insurance, you can employ things like telematics and literally be part of the ride of your insured. And you can employ other, IoT-based services. And the other option is non-insurance touchpoints, such as charity and donations. We know already that there are insurance companies that are already employing such methods. So anything that amplifies the experience around the topic of the insurance. People are very attached to their cars, to their homes, to their pets, and even to, when they take a trip, abroad and have a wonderful vacation. All of it is full of emotion, and carriers can tap into that.
I think that's a very good point, actually. The emotional side of the insurance journey, when you purchase an insurance journey, is certainly starting to become a lot more prevalent now. I've done it myself, when we insure the car, or we've insured our pets, and we said, we want to go on holiday and we're taking X, Y, Z. And, by the way, did you know you can get this as a bit of a bonus? Here's your 2 free cups of coffee or whatever it might be.
Yes.
And I think that's very much becoming at the forefront now.
Yes.
But I think there's some other things that to consider, So what do you think are some of the key learnings there that these digital engagements and this digital engagement wave is bringing from the insurer's perspective? Do you think that we've actually achieved that very streamlined, smooth, slick interaction, or do you think there's more to do?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure I have a very soothing answer. I think there's an ongoing need, for insurers to balance between the inherent complexity of the insurance business and the need for simplicity in the digital channels. So not all products can be simplified. Selling insurance is not as simple as selling t-shirts. On the other hand, oversimplification may end up with unwanted business results. Just think about loss runs. If you're offering something that you as an insurer not protected enough, or that you open too much room for interpretation. And on the other hand, educating consumer overall is a very costly effort and not always a very successful one, especially when done on the fly. Just imagine that a consumer is going on a quote and buy journey, and you also need to educate them on what the terminology means, what would be the effect of the different covers or benefits on their lives. It's not easy to do it anytime, and on the fly, it's even harder. And
I would totally agree with that. It's one of those things that insurance is a bit of a black box for some people, isn't it? People just don't understand it and don't want to understand it. They just want to know they've got the coverage that they need.
Yeah. And I think, it may explain why it seems that insurance haven't really found the perfect spot yet. Only very few companies have found the right balance of managing this complexity in a way that really serves the user and leads to ongoing engagement and real digital business interaction with their customers.
I think it's a fascinating topic, and we could talk about it all day, I'm sure. There is a couple of things that I'd like to touch on. When we talk about digital, that really normally 9 times out of 10 means the consumer, direct to consumer engagement. But
right. What
about the other side of the coin, where there's a lot more interaction now with what we call the brokers and the agents that are managing the insurance on behalf of the insurers? So, the digital capabilities that we have, they aren't just for consumers anymore. They're a lot more focused now on the B2B2C scenario. So how do you think, and can you elaborate on how that is changing the way digital engagements have had to adapt to support the consumer business market as opposed to just the direct consumer market?
Great question. And for me to answer that, I would need to widen the perspective a little bit and touch on the way digitalization has affected our lives altogether. So the way I see it is we were already on the trail heading for complete digitalization of all aspects of our lives when As you probably remember, Amanda, as well as probably most of our listeners, COVID came to visit a couple of years ago. And
it came to visit and stayed for a while.
And stayed. It's still here.
And, absolutely.
And when it came, it really rattled the cage in the sense that it turned that trail into a highway of transformation, so to speak. And, you know, we suddenly had to do everything remotely. Our shopping, you know, not just our shopping, but managing our financial affairs and also insurance.
It made a big impact, didn't it, on the digital engagement that everybody has now. You know, even, you know, my parents are slightly older, and even they now embrace digital banking, which they would never have done pre-COVID.
Definitely. My mother made her first shopping of grocery online. Only
same.
You know?
Yeah.
Everyone had to adapt. And this is really a great opportunity for insurers. So if we agree that we all live our lives now through digital devices, whether it be our laptop or our phone, and maybe later some strange goggles taking us to a deep virtual reality, we are gradually coming to expect the same level of slickness, of slick experience everywhere we go. It's no longer reserved for our private lives. Also, when we go on our, you know, working in our professional systems we expect the same level of slickness. So my first point would be that I would argue that not only agents and brokers are now expecting this type of slick experience, but also back office users, such as underwriters, also coming to expect a slick experience when we shift between the different platforms we are using. One moment we are on Facebook if you're on my age, or TikTok if you're 20 years old, and then you move into a portal or any other kind of engagement platform in insurance, or a backend system, suddenly the gap seems very, very demanding or uncomfortable. So
the user experience you talked about, you know, the actual physical look, feel,
yes,
usability,
yes,
capabilities, etc. Yeah.
Just think about it. If you shift between YouTube that belongs to Google and you move into Facebook or Instagram, then you know, you see the same kind of habits reflecting back from the UI. And when you go into the insurance platform, suddenly you need to learn something, which is unimaginable in 2024. So this is a good segue to my second point, which is there's a gradual, you know, generational shift. And the new generation of insurance professional already expects a friendly, smart, and even, dare I say, self-explanatory interface, right? They want to move from Facebook or TikTok into something that they can easily understand and operate. And my last point in this regard would be that for customers and agents, there are three other key elements. They would look for contexted information. So for consumers, it's a very focused, laser sharp kind of an interest. They need to do something very specific when they engage with a carrier. They want to buy something, they want to report something, they want to change something. So it really abides by the old UX cliche: get in, get what you need, and get out. And for brokers and agents, it's the other way around. They are met with an abundance of information, and the expectation from a modern system is to help them focus, to help them prioritize, to find exactly what they need, to see what's urgent, what's unattended, what could be profitable. So just to tie this up, you know, there was a very important theory called the theory of constraints many years ago, and the late Dr. Goldratt, who invented or created this theory, said that if you needed to summarize his whole theory into one sentence, he would say, you need to do what to do and what not to do. So this is the power of focus. The second thing would be personalization of the experience. to make it relevant for them and easy to operate. So again, consumers would expect the personalization to really touch on who they are, what they need, how they should be addressed, etc. And agents and brokers and others are more about how they can influence the interface itself, how they can make the interface better serving the way they like to operate their business, where they want to place, you know, elements in the UI, what they would like to consume out of the digital menu, so to speak. And lastly is omnichannel. So omnichannel is there to that people can easily manage more complex processes, right? They want to be able to follow up and monitor on processes, and they want to be able to shift it from one another and pick it up for easy completion of these processes. Just imagine a customer starting a quote and buy, and for some reason they are stuck. They can, you know, contact their agent, and on a digital channel, the agent will be able to pull up whatever they already started doing and help them complete it. We know that customers hate to repeat the need to provide information.
Absolutely. That whole process of having to repeat things or do things twice over or three times over, it's a total anathema to the younger generation these days. They want to do it once and done.
Exactly.
Once and done is important. And that omni-channel experience of being able to pick up and shift from one channel to another channel and back again very seamlessly seems to become a real thing that people want to be able to achieve these days. You know, I don't want to have to go from this screen to that screen to that screen and back to this screen again. If I want to start it on my mobile and move to my laptop and complete it there or on my iPad or wherever it happens to be, that seems to be a big, big focus.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about when it's comfortable for me in the device that I want to do it. Maybe I want to start somewhere, but the device is not comfortable. I want to shift from my mobile to my computer, etc. And I think that insurers would also want to employ best practices from marketing, such as remarketing, retargeting. And this is also part of an omnichannel experience. And the other way around, when agents or brokers want to, I don't know, push a document for customers to sign or have them read something or have them complete something, upload something. So this whole capability of you know, ping-ponging between one and the other is so, so important that everyone would be happy and would be able to complete these processes.
So I quite like the idea that the journey, if we let's call it that, or the experience is completely device independent. It can just move and shift quite seamlessly and people just pick up and complete as needed.
Definitely.
Well, Yari, thank you. It's been fascinating. Great advice. And great insights and a topic I'm sure that we're going to come back to again and again because there's so much more to explore. It will undoubtedly remain, you know, a topic that's not only is going to grow, but is going to absolutely streamline people's experiences as well. So thank you. To our listeners, as always, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We love hearing from you. So if you do have any comments or you'd like to follow us on social media, then please let us know. Please reach out to us on our channels. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And once again, thank you for listening. We've got more coming, so be sure to tune in next time to Sapiens Insurance 360.